You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
We go. Strange one at Getafe tonight, Robbie, wasn't it? What would be your headline from this game, the 90 minutes all considered?
I think, obviously, Suarez's goals come at a good time, and they kind of gloss over what is another poor performance, which isn't a very snappy headline, but my headline would probably... Yeah, I would say Suarez goals gloss over poor performance, because that's what it was, and not just in terms of the tactics and what we've spoken about, the structures and the attacking and the lack of clarity in attack, but also something we've seen recently or this season with Atletico is a lot of mistakes, lack of concentration, lack of discipline, which is. I don't know if it's more worrying than the tactical issues, but it's definitely something that we're definitely not used to with Atletico, but something that has been creeping in now, and I don't really know how to fix it, or what the underlying issue is, or why it's happening.
Yeah, with the discipline and the concentration, you mentioned five more yellow cards for Atletico today, and those add up very quickly. Can add up the more you get. But yeah, I think your headline there is pretty sound. Let's be clear, there are still a lot of issues here with Atletico. This was not a very good performance overall, just 1.48 expected goals generated. But if you want drama, this team can't be beat right now, can't they?
Yeah, extra time, champions anyway.
Yeah, but, comeback kids.
The comeback kids. But also just on the, it's not just discipline, it's not just, it is a lack of concentration, but it's something that Simeone said after the match as well. It's a lack of understanding where each player is going to be. What game was it? It was Espanyol, I think it was, yeah, where we saw the kind of passes that are just almost routine, and they're like clockwork with professional teams or top flight teams. With Atletico, there's loads of passes kind of behind the man or to the left or to the right, and those kind of things seem small, but they just slow down attacks. They make it look, they make it so much less fluid. And I think that's, when you combine all these things plus the lack of clarity and the lack of discipline, it's just slowing everything down for Atletico, and I think that's I think it's not unfixable, but it's definitely something that needs to be looked at and fixed by Simeone.
Yeah, but it makes for a frustrating watch and a plodding kind of slow attack, and this was especially the case in the first half on Tuesday night at the Coliseum, where Atletico actually fell behind to Getafe. First time in nearly 10 years they've conceded to Getafe, and the goal had been coming. This didn't look like a team that had quit on Michel.
No, absolutely not. And I was sure that they had. After the Rayo loss, in the manner that they did lose, I was sure that this team wasn't going to respond. And that especially after how hard Bordalás pushed him and how well they did under Bordalás, I was just thinking, nah, this team has they're finished. Like, they're not going to respond, and they absolutely did. And I also think it was Atletico certainly didn't help themselves and probably gave Getafe the momentum and gave them got the crowd involved in it, instead of just kind of coming out and with a really high intensity and kind of kill the crowd and not making them a factor. Mm-hmm. They let Getafe grow into it, and then the crowd got involved and almost became a 12th man, and they were shouting Getafe and yeah, it just, I think that was kind of partly the Getafe players responding, but also partly the fact that Atletico didn't know how to come out and kill their hopes, like, you know.
First 35 minutes of this game, Atletico generated 0.05 expected goals. Really just a terrible start, frankly. I think it was a combination of a couple things. Getafe looked physically better than Atletico did. More energy, better pressing. Atletico had several instances where all they could do was go back to Oblak.
Yeah. And they put Trippier under pressure.
Yep.
I said that like he was French. Trippier. Savitzer putting under pressure. Yeah, they had some, that bore some fruit for them. But they took away that pass into the channel for Llorente. And then, I mean, I put up a tweet after the Espanyol game or something, and I said, I think Atletico have a Luis Suarez problem. And I think they still do have a Luis Suarez problem in that he looked dreadful for that first 45 minutes. His touch has deserted him. He doesn't even contribute in open play anymore, really, like, you know. And obviously, he's still able to score. If it's delivered into him properly, he still can't score. But I think a lot of the reason why Atletico were behind in that game was partly due to the fact that they had no number 9 for the first half, like. And obviously the headlines are Suarez's goals, and that's great, but long term I just don't know how sustainable that is, because Getafe just crumbled after the sending off from Alenia, which was silly from him. But yeah, I think like you said, they created absolutely nothing in that first 45 minutes.
And you mentioned Llorente. What Getafe did, I think, was pretty smart. They just let Llorente run around into space, knowing the ball wouldn't get to him if they just kept an eye on Trippier and had Trippier's passes go into positions and areas that weren't dangerous. Llorente did a lot of running in this game, but not a lot of it was super effective, and I think that was by design. That was good game planning by Getafe. And eventually they do go ahead with the kind of bonkers mistake by Oblak, and Mitrovic ends up hitting a header in the back of the net.
Yeah, awful from Oblak.
Never see him do that.
Yeah, and this just kind of speaks to the lack of concentration and discipline. Whatever about fumbling the first one, that second one, that's just concentration. That's a concentration issue. That's just lazy. And then, I don't really know how much you could blame him for the goal kind of hitting off him. It was a good header, came off the post, whatever. But, I mean, he should have fell on that second effort. When your goalkeeper is making those kind of mistakes, I think that kind of really does say that there's an issue here with concentration, discipline with this team, and just on. Sorry, finally on the discipline, I actually didn't mention this, but I wanted to say it. Atletico keep, like Carrasco does it all the time. Or he'll think he should get a free, so he'll just stop.
So just, yeah, that's right. I noticed that in the first half, too. Carrasco was in the middle of a tangle up with another player, and he just kind of stopped and put his arms up, and the play continued. Like, no, keep going, keep playing. You're not going to get the call.
Exactly, yeah, play to the whistle,
and
the Atletico Madrid of old were like robots in that sense. They just keep going, like, I just think it, sometimes a jersey gets pulled or things like that, and you see it and you're like, okay, he kind of had to stop and whatever, it's all a little bit theatrical for the referee and that, but just keep playing, like, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of just a little bit of nous, like, you know, the ref isn't blowing this up now, just keep playing, he's not gonna, you know, and I think, yeah, you can just get a little bit, I think Mario Hermoso said after the game, he said, like, this is just an issue of attitude. Like, you know, it's, and, so yeah, that was my final point on discipline. I think that's, it overshadows the attacking issues we've spoken about in the past, but I think for me, the discipline tonight is an issue as much as anything.
Yeah, that was just about frustration, and you can't let those instances get to you. You're not going to make friends with the referees that way, nor should you try, but he's not going to blow up for advantage. He's not going to give you the benefit of the doubt or a foul call there. Just keep playing to the whistle. And yeah, that was an instance that bothered me too, so that was a good catch on your part. And in the second half, it looked like it was going kind of the same way. Griezmann had a couple long efforts that went wide. Suarez had a header that went off the crossbar. Okay, great. But still not really any danger. It wasn't until the Alenia red card, about 15 minutes from time, where Atletico really kicked it into another gear. It did go to a VAR review. Was it the right decision to send him off?
I thought there wasn't enough made of that. I thought he was offside, yeah.
Mm.
Did you not think so, no?
With the red card?
Oh, sorry, the red card. Sorry, I think you're talking about the Suarez goal.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think that's the kind of one that, that's a red card. He had already been booked anyway, wasn't he?
I think, yeah, he was already on yellow.
Yeah, so I think the ref showed him a straight red, which, he came up, and it was right up high on the top of the calf, like on top of the leg. It was a straight red. And he had just been involved 8 minutes prior in some argy-bargy, and he had said something to Jimenez
and he had been booked for that, yep.
Yeah, so it was obviously fresh in the ref's mind, and he was like, look, this guy has kind of maybe lost control a little bit, so.
Yeah, that was a really...
He would have gotten a yellow anyway, so yeah.
It was a really dangerous tackle on Cunha along the halfway line. And then 5 minutes later, Atletico do get the equalizer, and it was a very tight call. This one went to VAR as well 5 minutes after the red card. It was very, very tight. And you thought Suarez was offside.
Yeah, I thought he was. I thought they would have taken longer to look at it. It was kind of like, it's one of those weird ones where you're watching and thinking, definitely, and then they're just the rest of saying, let's go. And I think what helped them when they drew the line on that VAR, I think Cunha was behind them, and it looked like it kind of blurred. You couldn't really see where Suarez's arm was. But yeah, I have no idea, but for me it looked like it was offside. But anyway, really well taken goal by Suarez.
Yeah, the cross from Hermoso, one touch, two touch, and then in the net behind Soria. I was watching the ESPN broadcast in Spanish. Mario Kempes thought it was offside too. He was like, no, this isn't going to stand. It was a very, very tight call. Could have gone either way, but a little bit of luck for the champions there, and that did get them going. So Hermoso, one of the substitutes, gets the assist on Suarez's opener. Shime Vrsaljko, Robbie, the other substitute coming in at fullback, gets the assist on Suarez's winner. A back post header from this looping cross that could have been dealt with. A guy like Jenne had been dealing with those crosses the entire game, but didn't get to this one. Mitrovic was kind of caught in no man's land. Suarez kind of eased past him and buried the header.
Poor defender from Mitrovic, he kind of lost it in the air, and Suarez, the master of that, is the muscles in his neck are so strong when he can kind of headers it like that. It's like a shot. It's like a bullet. But right place, right time for Suarez on that occasion. The first goal was really well taken. His first touch is lovely as well, but that one was more kind of a killer kind of goal, fox in the box kind of a job, and. Yeah, like we said, that'll be the narrative. But like, it's, and I mean, the only thing is that Atletico right now, they're not falling behind. Okay, they drew with Bilbao and they and that, and they drew with Porto, that's a different story. But they're not falling behind yet, like, you know, they're still, they're top of the league right now, and I know that Real Madrid play tomorrow, and Barcelona have two games in hand, and things like that, but, like, if Real Madrid and Barcelona were at their best, you'd be thinking, you can't, you just literally can't drop points. Whereas now, it's kind of like, it feels like, certainly, Barcelona are going to drop a load of points this year. I'm not entirely convinced by Real Madrid, and defensively, and they're scoring a lot of late goals. So, in a way, the reason why I was talking about the discipline on tonight was because that's an issue that needs to be fixed immediately. Mm-hmm. Whereas with the attacking, with the attacking, Simeone said tonight, he was saying, like, listen, this is. Griezmann is in a period of adaptation to a new team. This is not the same team as he left. It's a new team with a brand new style of, and he said it's far more associative, like, as in there's way more when you play the kind of counter-attacking style that Atletico played, a lot of it is just speed, directness, whereas when you're playing that more kind of the translation associative style, like,
so, yeah, it's more, like, it's combination and link up play.
Yeah, exactly.
Really,
yeah,
centered on combination play.
Exactly. And there's way more patterns you have to kind of learn and understand. And this is what I'm talking about with being on the same page in terms of kind of leading a man and kind of knowing where he's going to be, and almost like in terms of positional play, knowing where certain players are going to be and things like that, and that does take time. And as long as Simeone has it clear in his head and he knows what he's doing, which we have to assume he does, because I mean he's the best manager Atletico have ever had, and he's gotten it right in the past. Once that will come together, I feel like, and you don't really mind, or you'll give them that kind of benefit of the doubt. As long as they're not dropping points to and Barcelona and Real Madrid are flying ahead of them, whereas it's just taking a little bit of time. But, and in fairness to Simeone, he is trying to get both Suarez fit and get Griezmann into the team. João Felix, that game tonight probably would have been perfect for João Felix, maybe to kind of start and get a good run, like get his confidence back. With he was missing, and it's just so broken up for Simeone. So as long as kind of he does know what he's doing or has an idea of the kind of attacking style he's trying to bring, that will come right as the players get fitter and get used to each other. But the discipline thing needs to be fixed straight away.
Oh yeah, I agree. And this is something we've talked about in the past couple shows, is that when you have players of this quality and this track record, I mean, we talk about Griezmann, Suarez, even Correa, it'll come. The goals will come. The period of adaptation is, that's what it is. It's a period of adaptation. It takes time. This is a team that, as we've said, Griezmann left, he came back, the players changed, the system changed. I think it'll happen. There are a few more positives to take from this game. Obviously, the win helps. It adds a nice sheen over things. Atletico did play a bit better in the second half, aided by going up a man for the final 15 minutes. There are still attacking issues to work out, but I think that ultimately they will be worked out. In the meantime, as you said, it's important to continue adding points and continue winning for confidence and, like, an emotional and psychological boost, if nothing else. And you mentioned the Suarez problem again, and it's games like this that make it really difficult and really tricky, because he's out there for the first 75 minutes and is okay, but isn't scoring, isn't making a net positive impact on play, and then in 12 minutes he turns the game around entirely. So it's tricky, because if he comes off in the 65th minute instead of Griezmann, then Atletico might not win this game. That he's out there for the full 90 minutes and eventually gets the two goals, so it's a really, really tricky one with Suarez and analyzing whether or not it's a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess, I don't know, like, literally, this is why it's tricky. I don't know, like, he lives off this. He has made an entire career of proving people wrong. He needs to feel that the criticism fuels him, the doubts fuel him. He loves when people are counting him out and writing him off. And but at the same time, I don't really know if that is, as he continues to get older, at some point it's going to stop. The goals are going to dry up, and we can sit and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait, and then all of a sudden he gets two goals and you're like, ah, Suarez still has it. Yeah, but you forgot the four games.
Yeah, where he forgot the dry period before that.
Yeah, and that's just, as humans, we tend to kind of remember these big moments. But at the same time, now he did have one really good chance in the first half, but just, I think it's more he was booked in the first half, firstly. Secondly, and I was like, he's going to get sent off today, and he's just going to get frustrated and get sent off, which is a worry. But also, just his touch seems to, he kills so many attacks now. And I just wonder, is that what's making Atletico a little bit hesitant to kind of, say, for example, if you were playing with, just say, for example, a Benzema, we'll say, just Benzema in his current form, the players are kind of running off him. They know he's going to deliver. He's going to win it, and he's going to deliver. Whereas with Suarez, you're kind of waiting to see how he controls it. And it's kind of, Carrasco is kind of hesitant to go full speed into the box, or Griezmann is waiting to kind of, you know what I mean? And the ball has to be perfect for Suarez now. So when I say Atletico have a Luis Suarez problem, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Rather than, he'll always get you goals. He's going to score double-digit goals this year. It's just the dry spells worry you, and also his overall contribution worries you, especially when you're a team that can't carry a player. And when you have the options on the bench to replace him, you know?
He's going to get the double-digit goals, absolutely. 10, 15 goals guaranteed if he's healthy. But yeah, it's kind of this hesitancy that kind of drags the play down and slows it down, because his touch has been very heavy this year. It might be just be a thing that's early in the season. He's not 100% fit, but his touch is heavy. In the first 10 minutes alone tonight, he was dispossessed on multiple occasions. So, but in the end, he does get the goals, and that is, it's those win games. The goals win games, and they won this one for Atletico despite another rather unconvincing performance. But either way, they're top of the table for the time being. Madrid play Mallorca tomorrow night. And next, Atletico head to Alaves, another struggler, at Mendizorroza, another coach under pressure in Javi Calleja. Robbie, how do you see that one going?
This one will do Atletico the world of good in terms of confidence and Suarez getting off the mark, and he'll have... Did Joe Felix get two games, one game?
Two games, yeah. And they're going to appeal that second game, so he could be available Saturday. Technically, he could be available.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, he's kind of being a little bit hesitant to start Rodrigo De Paul over a consistent number of games. And I think he added a little bit more drive and intensity, and we saw that against Bilbao on Saturday.
Yep.
So I think Rodrigo De Paul will get a start. Griezmann might, even though he didn't score the goals and he had nothing got to do with the goals, it might be a little bit of a weight off his shoulder and Atletico's collective shoulders that they got that win, they got the goals, Suarez is off the mark. Maybe Griezmann might come into his own a little bit, you'd be hoping. But I think it has to be 3 points and a convincing 3 points at that.
I thought today would be a convincing 3 points, but it was just in the end an unconvincing 3 points. And as we've said, the combination play involving Griezmann and the attacking problems, I think those will work themselves out eventually. The wins will give the team confidence. The injuries will obviously work themselves out too. Koke, Lemak, and Dogbia all missed today's game, and Atletico still won. They don't often win without Koke, and especially away from home, but they did that today. Hopefully a couple of those guys will be back Saturday, and perhaps Joao Felix will be as well. But yeah, the disciplinary issues, the easily frustrated moments, or the moments where Atleti's players get easily frustrated, those have to disappear and very in quick order. And this is a great chance for that to happen.
Go ahead. And I thought that Hector Herrera played, and I think that he is the kind of player who isn't ideal in that position from the start. And the fact that Simeone had no players to change, to usually you've got Condogbia, Koke, Herrera himself to come off the bench when you're struggling. But Herrera today was like, he was the only player available to play in that position, or else it would have had to have been, I was looking at it and I was like, typically Herrera or the defensive midfielder would come off, but the fact that there was no one convincing enough to kind of replace him. It was and Versalco come on for him at the end, but to play that role, Atletico had nobody on the bench to do that. And so at the weekend, you'd hope that they will have someone to play in that role.
Yeah, at the weekend, at least one of those guys will have to come back, because Herrera was on island a lot of this game. He played well, but he was, especially in the first half, overwhelmed with Llorente bombing forward. And kudos to Versalco for coming on and getting the assist today. For a guy Simeone isn't counting on, that was a big moment.
Yeah, and it was a decent assist too. Like, I mean, he put it right where it needed to be. And, I don't really understand the move in terms of, like, I mean, he's obviously a forgotten man, but that just kind of also shows you just how limited Atletico were in terms of their options coming off the bench today. So hopefully that will improve in the coming weeks, and Simeone will start to get a feel for his starting 11 and also get a feel for where these players fit within his the wider idea of what he's trying to do.
But in the meantime, just keep adding points. And I too think Atletico are going to get another win at Mendizorroza. That's an Alaves team that, a good coach, but not the right squad for him. Caia is trying to get them to play a more technical, possession-based game, and Osasuna just drilled them over the weekend without really much trouble. Two goals pretty early on. So I would expect Atletico to get another win Saturday, and we will be here to talk about it, even if they don't, Robbie.
Well, either way, there'll be plenty to talk about. Yeah, maybe a lot of extra time, a referee, a scandal. I'm sure there'll be plenty to talk about.
No shortage ever on Colchonero Chat. Robbie, thank you so much for hopping on the show again today, man.
Yeah, no problem. I'll talk to you in a couple of days.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you all for listening. We'll chat with you on Saturday. Adios.